In Kazakhstan, the government is promising a harsh crackdown on protesters. Shoot to kill is the new order today from the country's president. Dozens of protesters and security forces have been killed since demonstrations started last weekend. Let's turn now to Isabel Kershudian in Moscow. She's foreign correspondent with the Washington Post. Welcome, Isabel.
Thanks for having me.
Now, on Thursday, there were violent clashes in the biggest city, Almaty, in Kazakhstan, reportedly left dozens dead and hundreds injured. Has the violence continued today?
It has. And, you know, it's quieted down a little bit. I assume, you know, a lot of protesters are quite scared, but we've seen videos of there being scenes of live fire almost constant. You know, I saw one video that someone put out on social media, and it was just the sound of bang, bang, bang over and over on the streets. Mm. So our understanding is It is still pretty violent there.
Now, the president in a speech referred to the unrest as being carried out by well-trained terrorist bandits. What do we know? What do we actually know about the protesters and what they want?
Yeah, he has blamed this on foreign forces or foreign-trained bandits. You know, we believe that's his way of justifying intervention from, you know, mm-hmm. the CSTO, this, you know, military alliance that they have with Russia and other countries in the area. The protests were initially, you know, of a more peaceful nature. There is some suspicion that there was a criminal element involved at some point that kind of escalated things, but we don't know that for sure. But there is nothing to indicate that this is anything foreign instigated or these are, you know, foreign people on the streets.
Do we know any specifics about what the protesters want, what they're demanding?
Yeah, so it's interesting because these protests weren't really centrally organized. At least they didn't start out that way. The beginning was a demand for the price of liquefied petroleum gas, which is similar to propane, for the price caps to be restored, which happened pretty quickly. You know, now the demands are a little bit all over the place because, you know, there's no real organizing force behind this. The big kind of gripe of the people there is that Kazakhstan's a wealthy country with a lot of resources. However, a very small percentage of the country gets that wealth. And it's this kind of corrupt elite inner circle that is around the regime. So I think people want to see that cycle end.
And what is the Russian role in this conflict? We're reading a Russian-led alliance sent more than 2,000 troops to Kazakhstan Thursday.
Yeah, so Russia has a big part to play in this now. It was a risk for them to get involved. These weren't anti-Russian demonstrations. So when, you know, you kind of intervene in this situation, you risk alienating a public that's, you know, doesn't really have anything against you. But I think for Russia, there's a fear that if there's a turnover in power, you risk Kazakhstan slipping out of your, you know, sphere of influence, your orbit. And that's something that Russia has experience with, you know, in Ukraine. And it's a sensitive subject. You know, for Vladimir Putin, Kazakhstan's a very vital country, a very vital partner. You know, any challenge to an authoritarian system is kind of a challenge to the system that Putin put in place in Moscow. It's a challenge to him. So, you know, they want to keep the current authorities in power is what kind of the messages they're sending by intervening now. And in exchange for that, the president there has really, you know, now he's going to owe Moscow and he's going to be even more loyal.
Wow. So, Isabel, what are you watching for now as far as what happens next and whether the unrest will continue or no?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, a tough situation once, you know, you have Russian troops on the ground there. It doesn't bode well for the protesters. You know, I think the big concern everyone has is this does not seem to be leading to any sort of dialogue or peaceful resolution. It is going to be put down by force. Similar to what we saw, you know, in Belarus when there was a revolution there in 2020, you know, I think it's going to become even more repressive now in Kazakhstan, unfortunately, for the public there.
That's Isabel Kershudian, the Washington Post's foreign correspondent based in Moscow. Isabel, thanks much for the time.
Thank you.